The head of the political party known as CNDD, Leonard Nyangomba, tells VOA that he and the other parties that are represented in Burundi's government are generally pleased with the deal. On Sunday, the government and the Forces for National Liberation signed an agreement in nearby Tanzania to cease hostilities for 2 weeks, during which time they would negotiate a permanent ceasefire to end 13 years of conflict. Nyangomba says the signing is a solid first step to peace.
It is a good thing. I read it this morning. That is a proof that there is a will to commit of negotiation from the two parties. It is a good thing also that the government, which made a long time to accept negotiation with the FNL to sign such agreement.
Burundi's civil war broke out in 1993 after the Tutsi-dominated army assassinated the country's first democratically elected president, who was a Hutu. Tutsis make up about 15% of Burundi's population, yet until recently they dominated the army and political sphere, a factor that sparked the war that killed about 300,000 people. A peace process beginning in 2000 culminated in democratically held elections last year. The peace process called for the various rebel groups fighting in the war to be integrated into the army and government. The Forces for National Liberation have yet to do so. The CNDD, which Nyangomba heads, is one of the several political parties that were former rebel groups and are now in the government and army. He says that, while he is happy that the two sides agree to negotiate, they fail to spell out the details of how these talks are to take place.
The agreement is not clear. This agreement does not show the agenda. What they will negotiate, nothing. It is empty. There is no methodology of negotiations. You remember that when we started negotiations in Arusha in 1998, we made agenda of 5 points with methodology.
Nyangomba says that representatives from his and the other parties that make up the government should be included in the upcoming negotiations so as to contribute their experience, know-how, and so that the final peace deal can be accepted by Parliament. Kathy Maitney for VOA News, Nairobi.